Support for GLT comes from Wendell Niepegan Greenhouses, the place to go for things that grow. Proud sponsor of the Dean of Green on GLT. Open 7 days a week on Fox Creek Road in Bloomington or anytime at niepegans.com. NIEPAGENS.com. This is GLT.
Don't head into the garden shop alone. Take some advice from Murph with you to make sure you get what you want. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences. It's Mr. Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Hi, Laura.
Thank you so much for being with us today on GLT's Grow. We're talking about garden shop service and what we can expect and cannot expect as well.
That's right. And here in the Twin Cities and in a lot of other areas, we have a lot to choose from. In Central Illinois here where we're talking, there's even an association of garden shops that are all on this little team together. And I think that's very nice.
A team, huh?
A team. And they call themselves the Five Friends, right? But I think that it's a very good idea. It gives us some standard to expect because we're out there spending our hard-earned money, right? Didn't grow on a tree, but we would like to spend it on one. So, you know, I've noticed some things over the years, and not particularly here in the Twin Cities, but I've stopped at lots of garden shops. You know, I've done it on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that when I go into a garden shop and I notice that everything has a price tag on it, that's a good sign.
Okay, good.
That's a good sign. And another thing is, within about 30 seconds of entering the property, either their store or their grounds, you should receive an acknowledgement from them. I think that's a good idea, too. And when those two things don't happen, my radar goes off. And I'm concerned that the stock is coming in and going out so quickly that it's not getting priced. And if I was running that business, that would make me a little nervous, because I might not be collecting all I need to collect at the cash register. But that aside, another thing I've noticed, too, is this from the cash register to your car, you know, and that's a phrase that I think retailers could keep in mind. So when I go to the cash register, or you and I go to the cash register, we're there to pay for mm-hmm. our products. And a thank you is oftentimes expected.
Yes.
And, you know, and I think that bags and some carrying to the car offers are a good idea, too.
And advice. I love it when I get advice as
yes.
well.
Advice is good, but I think about there's a time and a place for everything. Unsolicited advice sometimes is not welcomed, but there, you know, a lot of garden shop staffs are trained to say the right thing at the right time. If they notice somebody's pairing a couple of the wrong plants together, that's a good idea to initiate a conversation.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, we're talking about good garden shop service and what to expect. And we like to give a good level of service that you can count on here on GLT's Grow. And your pledge of support right now at 309-438-8910 or at WGLT.org will ensure that we can continue to bring you the level of service that you can expect. So you could always be a good gardener. You can always expect the good service here at GLT because you make it happen with your pledge of support. Choose the pledge level that works best for you. That's the amount isn't what's important. What's important is that you get involved and support GLT's Grow. Be our fertilizer, so to speak, at 309-438-8910 or at WGLT.org.
So I also think a lot about the products that we buy once we take them home. Some of them have a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, particular perennials have a guarantee sometimes.
I like it when a tree comes with like a 6-month guarantee or
yeah.
something like that.
Almost always shrubs and trees come with a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some distinctions in the guarantees. And then there's also a distinction in the landscaping stock. Okay, landscaping stock is the bigger plant material. It can be balled and burlapped or in a pot. But this is something that has been harvested with the intention of somebody that knows what they're doing installing it, either a pro or an educated homeowner. A homeowner has taken upon themselves to ask the right questions. When you buy this plant material at the local nurseries, make sure you have a clear understanding of the warranty and engage a member of the staff in a conversation about it. It prevents your heart from being broken later.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes for the trees and shrubs, and particularly landscaping stock, require a level of communication. So upon the noticing of a problem or some trouble with your new plants, you got to reach out and call them and let them know, hey, I'm experiencing some problems. and then the ball's in their court. And then you're protecting yourself because you have kept a record on your receipt that I called them on this day at this time, and I never got a call back. So then if the problem gets worse, you have demonstrated your attempt to follow this course of action. Other locations, they're a little less strict on that, and they're just willing to stand behind their plant material because they know if they buy 100 of something, it's very possible that one or two may have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that those are important details. Those kind of guarantees don't come with flowers and annuals and tropicals and things like that, but they do in the permanent plant material.
Okay, thanks so much, Murph. Good advice for expecting good service when you go to the garden center. And if you don't get that good service, turn around and walk out. You don't have to give them your money, but you do have to give us your money to support GLT's Grow at 309-438-8910 or WGLT.org. It's a good investment in the level of service that you can count on here on GLT. Coming up next week on GLT's Grow, we're going to be examining noteworthy neighborhoods, and we'll take your questions as well. You can submit them online at WGLT.org/grow.